How's my what?
Feet.
Not wearing high heels.
Well, that's good. Get a little worried if it was addressed in high heels.
Yeah, no, it'd be a bad look.
But, you know, today, I mean, that might be, you know,
that's your call.
Call the meeting in order. Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Ruzick?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of March 18, 2019 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the March 18, 2019 regular meeting.
Second.
Are there any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Orland Park Chamber of Commerce raffle license.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Guerra?
I move to approve issuing a raffle license to the Orland Park Chamber of Commerce to conduct a raffle at their annual golf outing on Thursday, June 20th, 2019 at Silver Lake Country Club.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
National Multiple Sclerosis Society raffle license.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Ruzick.
I move to approve issuing a raffle license to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society to conduct a raffle during their event on Sunday, March 5th, 2019 at Centennial Park.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Consent agenda?
Before I read the consent agenda, if anyone has anything they want to speak on tonight, please fill out those forms and bring them up here. And do so while, if any of them are the consent agenda items, please do so while I'm reading this so we can take it off consent. Item A, payroll for March 22nd, 2019, approval. Item B, accounts payable for March 19th, 2019 through April 1st, 2019, approval. Item C, sanitary sewer cleaning and televising 2019 to 20 bid award. Item D, sanitary sewer rehabilitation bid award. Item E, soils and materials testing and engineering RFP award. Item F, concrete flatwork SBWDA joint bid award. Item G, disposal of surplus village equipment ordinance. Item H, fiber locating agreement, Adesta LLC, First Amendment. Item I, Ashburn Baptist Teen Edition development petition for rezoning, site plan elevations, landscape plan, special use permit. Item J, vote a car wash development petition for site plan elevations, landscape plan, special use permit with modifications. Item K, Orland Ridge plan development. Item L, disposal of village equipment donation. All computer related technology items that are outdated and or no longer operating ordinance. Is there anyone here to speak? Are there any changes to the consent agenda? I'll entertain a motion for items A through L of the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to approve the consent agenda A through L.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
18T small cell master license agreement.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Ruzick.
I move to approve the master license agreement with AT&T for the use of small cell applications within municipal rights of way in the amount of $200 per year and to authorize the village manager to execute the agreement.
Second.
Are there any comments? Just so people know, this is to deal with the small cell issue that that the state passed. So we need to create our own ordinance on this. Call the roll.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
AT&T Small Cell License Agreement at the Parking Garage.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Ruzick.
I move to approve a license agreement with AT&T for the use of the parking garage located at 9650 West 143rd Street in the amount of $270 per year and to authorize the village manager to execute the agreement.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call for roll.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Village of Orland Park Ethical Standards of Conduct.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Ruzick.
Could I have an ordinance number, please?
5395.
I move to pass ordinance number 5395, entitled Ordinance Amending Title I, Chapter 8 of the Orland Park Village Code, Ethical Standards of Conduct.
Second.
Any comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Carroll?
I just had two questions, one of which could be either for Trustee Ruzick, since I think she kind of spearheaded this, or Mr. Fricker. I noticed our previous ethics ordinance, which we're amending tonight, kind of modeled and adopted the state statute, which was previously the Gift Ban Act, and then later got codified as the State Officials and Employees Ethics Act. And that state statute calls for penalties involving fines no less than $1,001 and not greater than $5,000. I see that this current ordinance is drafted, sets the fine at a maximum of $1,000. I was wondering if there's an explanation for that.
Well, for example, the Gift Ban Act is a violation of the Gift Ban Act is considered a business offense, which is not punishable by any type of incarceration, but there is strictly a monetary penalty. This was established as the monetary penalty for violating this ordinance. I mean, obviously it can be changed, but typically for the first offense, most of our fines are in the range of $1,000.
My only thought on that then would be, since it previously our ordinance section, or Chapter 8, which modeled itself after the state statute, also had the fines match up with the state statute, which again, and it is a business offense, I agree, for a Gift Ban Act violation. But for that type of a violation under the state statute, the fine is between $1,001 to $5,000. So just one thought that we might want to have it match up so that we won't be required to amend our ordinance over time. If the state amends theirs, it would kind of mirror that. But that's just one thought. And the second question I have, and this would be for Mr. Fricker as well, looking at prohibited political acts, is it your understanding that any of us as elected officials would not be able to receive a gift or any kind of donation from any licensee that we regulate in the village?
That would, if it exceeds the threshold, the 90 or under $100 threshold, annual threshold, which is in the State Gift Ban Act, which is incorporated in this ethical standards ordinance, a violation of that, if it exceeds the $100 threshold in any 1 year, would be a violation both of this ordinance and of the State Gift Ban Act.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Ruzick.
So my comments are just that, we've been working on this for probably 6 months now. I'm happy to see that I think after taking comments from all the board members who offered them, I think we've come up with what is a very comprehensive, strict ethics ordinance, stricter than what we have, which includes some proactive disclosures. And I think that the benefit to this is that it's going to apply to our commissions too, and people will know up front before they're voting on things whether people have an interest in what we're voting on, as opposed to doing it retroactively after the fact. So I'm happy to see that it's come to fruition finally, and I think it's going to be good. Too many times the public accuse people of using elected office for their own benefit. And I think this, a strict ethics ordinance, I think helps to convince the public that, you know, here in Orland Park, that's not the way we're going to operate.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I don't know if we can maybe poll the board rather than me offer an amendment, just to see what the board's thoughts were about the fine amount. I just think it would be a little bit more in keeping with the state statute, which we still adopt, because this is only adding a section to our current ordinance. I'm just kind of curious as to what the rest of the board would feel about having our fine structure match up with the state statute.
Well, I guess if you offer an amendment, they can second it and you can vote on it.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I would offer an amendment to the ordinance as drafted to have our penalty range for a Gift Ban Act violation match the state statute, which would be $1,001 to $5,000.
Second.
Any questions or comments on the amendment? Call the roll.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Did the vote on the ordinance as amended?
That was the amendment.
That was the amendment. Are there any other questions or comments on the motion? So my comments are the same issues that I had before still exist. I think this is going to be used as a political weapon. It says all complaints that are filed by anybody shall, which means the board has to, be referred to an independent counsel. So given what we've just seen nationally with Robert Mueller, we'll have a bunch of those, potentially have a bunch of those running around, and the village is essentially saying, well, we'll reimburse you $1,500 worth of legal fees. So this will be potentially used to financially ruin people who are sitting on this board. I think that's unacceptable. Additionally, since this board collectively hasn't held themselves accountable to this, I think doing this just before an election when a new board is coming in is inappropriate and should wait until the new board is seated. And with that, I'll call the roll.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye, but don't we have to approve the amendment? Don't we have to do an amended?
We did that.
We have to approve the ordinance as amended.
Okay.
That's what we're voting on now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making sure we're doing the procedures right. Thank you.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Nay. Motion carries 6-1.
Historic District?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Ruzick.
So I had asked staff to put this on as a discussion item only. I was attending an event in the historic district the other night, and you know, we've spent a lot of money in our downtown at 143rd and LaGrange, but we have a really neat, interesting historic district, which has a lot of old buildings that are very expensive to renovate. I know that the people in that area and in our village as a whole really appreciate that. I know we've got the History Museum down there. And it occurred to me that, is that an area we've spent a lot of money in the downtown? Is there any appetite on the board to consider giving incentives to businesses to come to that area, whether it's to renovate old buildings or whether it's to, in general, just give some economic incentives? Looks like there's something interesting going on up there.
It seemed to be attracting Canadian geese with our newly planted rooftop.
Green roof?
Green roof. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
As we just mentioned here, it's foul, but it's probably the worst kind of foul to have up there is Canadian geese.
Anyway, so that's what this item is all about, and I guess I just wanted to bring it up for discussion and see if there was any interest in the board to give some incentives to businesses to develop and come into the downtown, the historic area.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
We did have the facade improvement program, and a couple of the businesses down there did use that when they were working on their facades, but then the board in the last budget cycle decided to eliminate that program. So I guess it's a case of where I'm all for it, just where we're going to get the money.
And I think, Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Ruzick?
I think my comment was just to bring it up for discussion, to see if there was interest, and staff would then undertake looking into it. I don't think anybody's committing to any dollar amount or revenue source, but is it something we just want to consider looking into?
And I guess I'll just comment really quickly that I think, personally, I have no problems with incentive programs. I still think they should be on a case-by-case basis based on what's looking to come in. But if we want to look at an incentive program for one particular area, it would seem that a good place to start might be the Economic Development Advisory Board. That's part of their charter and part of what we put them there, to have that discussion and maybe come up with some ideas to bring to your committee, would then bring to the board. That would just be my thought.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Carroll?
One other thought, if EDAB or anyone else is going to be looking at this, I have had some comments from people looking to come into the historic district. As we know, it's it's a mix of residential and commercial. They seems like there will be an interest in them having us look at whether we want to amend our parking ordinances with regards to a small coffee shop or small restaurant because of the multi-level parking garage nearby, the current requirement of a certain number of parking spaces for any kind of structure where there might be food would prohibit some of those businesses from coming in. If we're trying to really attract more pedestrian-friendly businesses, that might want to be something we look at during that process.
Any other comments?
Yes,
Trustee Gehr?
I would agree. I think that we have invested quite a bit in our downtown, and it's supposed to, you know, complement the historic district, and if we can do something to help those businesses and encourage its development, we should. But probably most likely on a case-by-case basis would be necessary, but we have to get through the research.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Calandro?
I concur. I think it's something we should definitely look into, and maybe it'd be a tax incentive or kind of the backward way of doing it instead of pushing out money, but I think it's something we need to look into because that's the next tier of development. I think once the triangle gets finished, I think that's going to morph into that, and it'd be good to infuse and make sure we get a good project in there.
Any other comments? I guess my final comment would be that, you know, things are going to change a lot in the next 4 years of that development, so we're not really sure what's going to happen down there, and that's why I would say it's case-by-case basis. But if we want to bring that, and you can certainly put that on the next agenda for the Economic Development Advisory Board and have them discuss some options, I think that's fine. Anything else?
Okay.
So we have one non-scheduled visitor, Marianne Malin. And a reminder that comments are limited to 3 minutes.
I don't know if that's plugged in or not.
I have extras here also if anybody wants to copy of what I'm. How much time did I just use?
About 45 seconds.
Okay. A few months back, I read the document that is in front of you right now. And one or two of you, a few of you may have missed this, the reading of this document. It's referring to Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It's basically the UN working through the American Planning Association to undermine the sovereignty of various villages, towns, and our country. It does exist. And it is here. And the signs that it's here is in this meeting that you had that was held last week. I missed the early part of the meeting last week, and I did come here to hear the part about the human resources project that was being done, the process improvement, and the $1.2 million that would be spent on that project. And I think what shocked me the most was the quote here.
1 minute.
Where Trustee Dodge said, "I hope that as a community, we have better luck going forward with the landowners that we have on I-80. As we start to encourage demand for their property, I hope they become more flexible over time, which from my humble opinion has been a historical problem we have faced." My concern with this is that people's property rights are being violated, and there needs to be more focus, I would think, coming from a governing body towards protecting the private property rights of your citizens rather than encouraging corporate interest takeover of it. And this whole I-80 corridor project, was that on a ballot initiative? Did people vote for this to be implemented? Did the planning just come along through the APA and through zoning
20,
and planning?
20 seconds.
So I'm just voicing concern because I was very, very angry to hear that statement. And I was angry on behalf of all the people. I don't own property in Orland Park, but if I did, I would have been so mad by that statement and so angry because people are paying top dollar for taxes here, and they're paying to have their property.
Time is up. So I can answer the question. The I-80 corridor is simply what we name that land. All of the private owners are private owners, and they can do with that land what they want. It's just an area that's zoned a certain way, and that's our designation for that corridor. That's all that is. So,
Mayor Peacock,
Trustee Dodge.
Sorry you're disappointed, but there's absolutely nothing in what I said that would allow anybody to jump to the conclusion I was saying anything about the reduction of an individual's property rights. Full stop. Full stop. What we've been trying to do for decades, since George Ryan helped us fund that road, is spur economic development to bring a diverse job base to Orland Park. We've offered a number of different scenarios and sessions with the landowners, and as you can see by the rapid pace of development out there, they are steadfastly clinging to their property rights. Nothing I've done in 30 years ever infringed on somebody's property rights without full compensation or collaboration or cooperation from this village, ever.
Any other comments? So we'll move to board comments. Trustee Fenton.
I'd like to let everybody know some progress of some projects that have been going on in the village. We have a project that's called At Your Door program that's offered through Waste Management, which began in January. And for the month of January and February, we collected over 55,317 pounds of hazardous waste material. And all of that material was collected between January and February. So in other words, that filled over a half of a semi-trailer. Furthermore, 90% of the total was recycled and diverted from landfills. So kudos to the residents who have been doing this. 100% of the response, they have a survey card to fill out, and they also they want this program to continue. So it's a very lucrative program for everyone involved. It saves the environment, and it shows that we're good stewards of our environment. I'd also like to share some interesting things that have happened at the museum. Since we've had our public works, police, and fire. We had 43 people have taken the public works tours. There was one down at the pumping station, and there was one down at the public works facility over the past couple weekends. We've also had 30 people showed up to our Chicago Fire program. We have upcoming events that are going to take place, which is Brewing in Colonial America on April 24th at 6:30 at the museum. And this program is in conjunction with Rock Bottom, who will be providing samples of beer that they made, especially a brew for the museum on that day. Reservations are required. You can register through recreation at the museum. Also like to let you know that last week, the museum received a donation of $400, and that money was earmarked for use for archival materials. Last year, we did receive a donation for $5,000 for the upgrades of the Hoster cabins, and this year, we're also going to be receiving from the same family a $10,000 donation for the cabins, which is very generous, and this is to last year's donation helped us do some renovations. This year we're going to be able to hire the contractor who's going to help us do the renovations out at the Hoster cabins. So the Colonel program, I went to that one, and so did Trustee Carroll. Mike Carroll went there. 42 people were at that one, where it was characters for the different generals. And it was, everything is going really well at the museum. We have a lot of volunteers. We're always looking for more volunteers. So kudos to Sarah, our museum curator, who's doing a great job out there, and hopefully everybody sitting here is a museum member. It's a lot of interesting things to see there.
Trustee Calangelo.
No comments, thank you.
Trustee Ruzic.
I just want to say best wishes to all the candidates who are running for office tomorrow. I see one of them in the back there. I know we'll be all happy when this election's over, and I know our residents will too.
Trustee Dodge.
Just a couple of comments. A quick question for Trustee Ruzic. When did we start talking about the ethics ordinance?
A year ago?
September.
September, okay, so not exactly right before the election. And as everybody in this audience knows, I'm very much attending to subtlety and nuance in public comments these days. And further, having been out in front of early voting for at least a couple of weeks, I would like to say kudos to all of the candidates and their supporters out there, because I think we've kind of kept it fun. It sometimes look more like a tailgating party at a sporting event than necessarily people trying to do that last minute push to get voters. So I've been encouraged by the fact that opposing sides could be neighborly. I guess that's the right word. So we've kept it easy, kept it light out there. So kudos to everybody who's running. Let's about this time tomorrow night we'll know. So get out and vote tomorrow.
Trustee Carroll.
Just wanted to let people know that one of the last things I'm trying to do during this session as the finance chair is look over what the finance department's been doing to collect money that's owed to the village. And Mr. Lamargo and our finance director, Mampy, and I have been looking at that. I'm hoping to get a little bit more information out in the manager's notes before the next board meeting. But just to kind of give a snapshot tonight of what I've discovered so far is we currently have about $9.4 million in collection out there between the village, its collection agency, and the state controller's office that has a program called the Illinois Debt Recovery Program, commonly referred to as IDROP. So again, right now we're trying to collect a little bit over $9.4 million in monies that are owed to us for various reasons, and I've got those breakdowns if anyone wants to see them. During 2018, our village, between ourselves, the collection agency we use, and IDROP, collected over $419,000 in outstanding amounts. Since we've been participating in the state IDROP program, which started in April of 2016, we've collected a little bit over $800,000 through that program. There's another $100,000 out there still floating in the statutory IDROP protest period. We're hoping to get that another $100,000 soon. But I will be continuing to review that over the next month and see if there's anything I could recommend to Mr. Lamargo and Director Mampy about any improvements we might be able to make. And if we have another committee meeting May 6th, I'll bring it there. Otherwise, I'll just have it, all the information that I've amassed, shared with all of you through our manager's notes prior to the next meeting. Thank you.
Trustee Guerra.
I'd just like to mention that police just finished their beat meetings that they do annually, generally in March and April. And they combined some of the beats this year, hosted them at Meadow Ridge School, Gerling School, the police station were two of them, Prairie School. It's really a wonderful opportunity for residents to get out, learn more about the operations of the police department. The patrol officers themselves are part of the program, so they're there. You can ask them any questions you want. And then they make you more aware of best practices, what's going on in your neighborhood. And that same thing that we keep hearing, if you see something, say something now. just reinforce that and add to the fact that we need to have what they're calling the 9 o'clock watch and lock your cars in your driveways. More important than anything, and I can't believe people leave purses, computers, whatever, in an unlocked car, but it happens all the time. One car in town was stolen from its driveway twice. Mm-hmm. He didn't learn once, I guess. So they spend an awful lot of time reminding people to lock their cars. Let's let them use their time elsewhere. That's better. That's it. Everybody go vote tomorrow.
My comments are brief. I'd like to thank Sarah and particularly Tony and Kevin from Public Works for the tour they gave of the water facility that we had. I think we had about 35 people there, roughly. So that was a very good tour of the facility. So a lot of people learned about how our water system works. good luck to all the candidates. Good luck to Trustee Ruzick tomorrow. And I see Cindy Nelson here as well, those are the two candidates I see here today. So good luck to you tomorrow. And I know it's been a long couple months, and good efforts, and good luck tomorrow. And try and get a good night's sleep, and because tomorrow's going to be a long day for you. Thanks. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Do our little dance.
Are you supposed to leave, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Except for your office. I'm not.